The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you, broadcasting live from the new Houston Home and Garden Show at Energy Park. Here's Tom Tynan.
And I am here right now with you, answering your home improvement questions for one more hour on the air. And then I'm out here at the NRG Park. If you're coming out, the door's open to 10 o'clock. It'll be open until 8 o'clock today. And I wouldn't come at 7:55. But, you know, maybe 6:30 or so. Give yourself an hour to walk around and see all the activities going on. Over 120 displays. It's bigger than most of the other shows, I think, that we've been seeing for a while. We had a Montgomery show that was way up on the other side of town last month in August. That was always fun, too. But I think this will be the last one for 2022. I can't see any others coming up. Might be a bead show or something. I know people in my house that go to bead shows. What's a bead show? Anyway, this is a home improvement show, no bead show. Let's see here. Let's talk to Manny. Manny, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a problem. I got a notice from my homeowners association. My driveway has it looks like a rust stain about maybe 2 feet long and about 8 inches wide. Right in front of my garage door, and they said I need to get it up. I tried a solution of baking soda and bleach, and I scrubbed it with a plastic brush, and it kind of loosened it up, but it's still there. Do you have?
Yeah, that's not gonna. Yeah, Manny, that's not gonna help. You need a rust remover. If you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, probably even Walmart's and stuff, they'll have rust removers in the cleaning aisles. Get some of the rust removers. The bleach is not going to do anything. That's for mildecides. That's for mold and mildew and stuff. That's a killer. It's not a cleaner. It's a killer. You need a rust remover, which is going to neutralize it and pull it up and follow the directions. But I think that's going to be a much better bet for you. I've had to use those before. Rust is a very, very specific problem that needs to be handled with a very specific product.
Oh, any idea where it comes from?
No, it could be something from fertilizers. It could be something that leaked from your car. It could be something that's inside the concrete, like some steel that's close to the surface. It's going to happen a little bit. I'm surprised you got a letter on just a little rust stain on your garage and on your driveway. But
yeah.
As far as that goes, when did it show up? And, you know, was it there for many years? It wasn't there, right? It just kind of showed up?
Yeah, it just kind of showed up, I would say, over maybe the last couple of months.
Well, then I would tell you, just clean it up and let's see what happens.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah, get a rust remover. It'll work for you. I think you'll be okay with that one. But baking soda and bleach is not going to be much on rust. And don't use acid. Everybody said, oh, it's concrete. Use acid wash. That's not for rust. Rust is a very particular thing. I use a rust remover on my stainless steel grill. It really cleans it up nice because you'll get little surface rusts on metal and things of that nature. I guess it might have a little acid in it because vinegar will remove it too. So it probably has an acid base to it. But a rust remover is something that's very specific, so go with that. All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Greg next. Greg, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I'm going to add a room on my lake house. It's going to be 15 by 26, 9-foot ceilings, and I'm planning on, instead of tying into the HVAC system, I'm planning on putting a mini split in there.
Yes.
What size would you think I would need, tonnage-wise, and then would I be better off with a 220 unit or a 110 for that mini split?
Well, it's going to be a 220. I can't imagine you getting a 110 that's going to do anything as a mini split goes. You can buy a 110 window unit, but I doubt you'll find one. And if you do, it's going to be really small. How big is the area? Give me those numbers again.
15 by 26 with a 9 foot.
15 by 26 with a 9 foot ceiling?
Yes.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to make some noise here. 390. She's got about 400 feet. All you need is 1 ton.
Okay.
So if you're buying a window unit, that would be 12,000 BTU. 12,000 BTU is approximately 1 ton. If you're buying a mini split system, you buy it in tonnage, and it would be a 1 ton unit would handle that. That's all you're going to need. That's plenty. It's 400 feet. 1 ton can handle 500 easily if it's an open space, and so you don't have any restrictions as far as interior walls or you have closed off rooms. And that'll cool it nicely, even with a 9 foot ceiling.
All right, sir. You answered all my questions. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. You'll enjoy that. That'll cool. That'll make it nice and cool in there. I like them, but I can't imagine. I can't imagine finding a 110 mini split. You can get 110 window units, and some of the window units will suffice if you're not looking for a lot of humidity control. Of course, they're noisy, and if it's a big open space, so you can even put it in a wall. In Florida, we used to cut holes in a block and we would wall mount them. But they will run off a 110 outlet. But it'll have to be a dedicated 20-amp. You can't just put it in a regular place where you're putting all your vacuums and lights and stuff, because every time you turn one or two things on, the breaker's going to trip. So it'll be a dedicated 20-amp to that one, and it'll run that. But that's a pretty big unit, a 12,000 BTU. And when you're converting BTUs, it is 12,000 per ton. It's close to it. I know people say, "That's not exactly..." But getting past the engineering part of it, it's close enough for day-to-day people like you and me. And so I had to get my phone out and do the math for him real quick, because I can't think and do radio at the same time. It's pretty obvious. All right, let's see here. 281-833-3333. Hank, you're going to be next, but hang loose a minute. I got to get a spot out of the way. It's just the way radio is. Someone's got to pay for it, because it's free for me and it's free for Hank and everybody else listening. But Structure Outdoor of Houston is a company I want you to call. But first, look at their smart pergolas. And to look at their smart pergolas, go to homeshowradio.com and hit their icon and go see it. There are very few things that people bring to me and say, "Tom, would you consider telling people about this?" And most of it, like roofing shingles and stuff, that's pretty across the board standard stuff. You want to put on right, you want a good service, and you want that with any company. But then there's something that just really screams pow. It's just fantastic. And when I looked at this, I said, "Are you kidding me? Look at these spaces you guys have created. Look at these pictures. Look at these areas where you've made people's homes just spectacular." It has really got a lot of what I call wow factor, or it gives you a lot of pow, is like I used to say when I would get someone a job with the college. I'd say, "Pow, we got that one." It's powerful. And this is a powerful product. And it is important that you look at it and see that it's more than just a pergola that you would see in your neighbor's backyard, a little place where maybe they put a barbecue pit or something. Although you can do that with this, but the louvers on top are controlled to where it closes when it rains, so it doesn't get everything underneath it. Everything is protected. You can open it with a remote control and have indirect lighting. You can have direct sun coming in certain areas. It's really nice. It's all metal. It's all pre-engineered, and it holds up today's wind standards that you would consider out of Dade County, Florida, for hurricanes and all the storms we get in this part of the country. So it's approved for that. And it creates an outdoor space that is just absolutely spectacular. It is what you want to have. You want to look at it, and it might be exactly what you want to have behind your home, creating the outdoor and the indoors all together in a beautiful space that's usable even when it's raining and even when it's not. And you can have sunlight if you want it or not if you don't. That's just the way it is. It's Structure Outdoor of Houston. So go to homeshowradio.com, take a look at the smart pergola, and see what Structure Outdoor can do for you. It is something that you will find absolutely outstanding. Might be just perfect right next to your pool, an outdoor space that you can enjoy, a pool right next to it, or even just a hot tub or a spa. Whatever the case may be, It starts with a beautiful structure and Structure Outdoor of Houston.
What's the spot on my face? Wait, that's not my face. It's on the mirror. Why is this not coming off? Ugh.
Say goodbye to spots. Call the doctor.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
Get mirrors and glass cut with precision laser technology, giving you beautifully crafted frameless glass shower doors or seamless mirrors. Glass Doctor of Katy and Houston.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah.
Before the sun rises, Jim's out of bed, out the door, on the road, and up a ladder. That's because he's an ideal guy, an ideal roofing services guy on a mission. That's what it takes to earn GAF Master Elite status. A laser-focused up-with-the-sun-on-the-roof-get-it-right work ethic. What's that get you? A better roof with a better warranty. You could pay someone else less for a roof and get less of a roof. Or go for the ideal, just like Jim and his team at Ideal Roofing Services. IdealRoofingServices.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards, a certified home show pro.
Trifection Kitchen and Bath, bringing together form, function, and fit in every project.
Custom Gutters, that's custom with a K, home of the lifetime warranty. Southland Fence and Supply Company, Houston's family-owned premier fence contractor for any size fences and gates.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get right back to the calls. Let's talk to Hank. Hank, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, Hank.
I've called a few times over the years. Actually, I used to be on the Texas Task Force One. I'm retired now. But anyway, you've always had good answers to my questions.
Yes, sir.
You've been in construction a long time, and this is one of those where you just want to shake your head and what were they thinking kind of a deal. Okay, I've got a two-car garage attached to the house. I've lived in the house for over 30 years. I noticed there was kind of like a little dent in the center of the roof, just a little depression, and it's bugged me for years. And we put new roofs on the house, you know, because it needed new shingles, not because of the dent. But I've done other things to reinforce the roof, thinking, now why on earth is this sagging right there? It doesn't make any sense. Well, I replaced the fascia boards and some of the trim on the house and discovered that the header over the garage door, you know, this is a 16-foot garage door, is not 2x12s or any laminated beam or any of that kind of normal stuff. It's 2x6s with, looks like you use some half-inch plywood, but not the way you would normally do. They put them about every 3 feet, I think, just to get the width correct to put the sheetrock on. So obviously that thing's not near strong enough. So my question is, who on earth can replace that header? The garage door people don't want to do it. So
no, they won't.
Yeah, who would you get to replace that thing?
It can be done. It should be a 2x12. 3/8 plywood, solid all the way down the middle. It'll hold fine. They did it as a standard header, and the way they did it was ridiculous. What I would tell you is call Rudy and see if Rudy's Carpenters can come out and do it. See if they'll take a look at it. Is the garage finished or unfinished?
It's finished. It's sheetrocked and all that. But
okay.
I think what's going to happen is, you know, obviously we're going to have to take the garage door off, the spring, all that. But I believe we're going to have to remove quite a bit of sheetrock, too, because it's causing those joists, especially in the middle, to sag, and that's pushing the sheetrock off the ceiling. So it's going to be a pretty complicated fix. You know, they're going to have to go in there and put a temporary support, jack that thing up about a half inch or an inch or so, and then try to get a beam in there or
A header. First off, they're going to have to replace that header. Yeah, they're not going to jack it up an inch. They'll jack it up very little. And when you say, what they're going to do is they're going to shore it. They're going to put a temporary support in there, which is shoring it, all those ceiling joists, so they don't drop. And they're going to pull that thing out. You don't want to try to jack it. If you try doing that, it just affects the whole building. So they'll have to dismantle those parts. And that you can drop that header straight down. So they'll end up cutting the nails and just dropping the header down.
Oh, okay.
And they'll have to remove the garage door. They'll have to remove the sheetrock. They'll have to remove the door frame, all the wood, and just remove that header, replace it, and then put it all back together. Call Rudy's Quality Painting and see if Rudy will do it. If it's more than that and you're going to have to redo the whole garage, you can also call Trifection and see if Trifection will do it. Out of one of those two, depending on the size of the project, because I haven't been there to see it, I'm sure one of those two companies will take care of it for you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's just way too small, and that's where the sagging's coming from. And it's going to be a structural issue, that's for sure, but you're tearing it all apart. You might end up having a brand-new, beautiful garage, which happens to be one of my favorite rooms in the house. There's no doubt about it. Let's talk to Will. Will, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Very good.
Good. So I have an outdoor patio that I'm wanting to build a fireplace using cinder blocks. So it's a 6x4 space that I want to put it on. But my problem is from the back of the space to the front, there's like a less than half inch slope. So what do I use to build that so I start off with an even foundation?
Well, let me ask, is this for a patio slab that's got the slope to it?
Yeah, it's a patio slab. It's really an indoor courtyard that I have in the middle of my house.
Right.
And I'm going to put a cinder block. So on that slab is like the broom finish.
Right.
To make sure there's no slippage on it. So I need to build the front up to be the same, even with the back of that space.
Do you only want to do it where you... Do you only want to do it where the brick is going?
Yes, only where the cinder
block. Oh, so you want to level your block?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, well, they'll just do that with mortar, your first set of mortar when they lay it out. They'll put a level on top, and they'll lay that brick, or that block, I should say. You call it cinder block, but it's concrete masonry units. They'll lay that block out, and they'll level that first row of block on the mortar. Okay, and then once that sets, then they'll go ahead and start building on top. Not a big deal at all. It's done all the time. Block layers have to always level their first layer, their first row of blocks. There no concrete slab in the world is perfectly level, so they're going to run a string line. They're going to probably level that first set. They're going to let it set for a while until it can hold the load. Then they'll start building on top.
Okay, sounds good. That's what I need.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem with that. That'll be simple for them. That's very standard. Not a problem. I thought you were trying to level the whole thing and. That would have been a different operation, but it could still be done. There's nothing out there that can't be fixed, no matter what it is. I know, because I have fixed some crazy stuff. Sometimes fixing it is destroying it and removing it and doing it new and doing it well, but it's still fixing it, right? One way or the other, it gets fixed. I'm one of the people that can fix something at your home are your windows. Your windows are a mess. They don't lock right. They rattle. They don't look good. They just don't open. They don't close. And you want really nice windows. How do you fix that? Well, you don't fix each window. That's if you break a piece of glass, you can. But what you do is you get new windows. And that means tearing out the old and putting in the new. Gulf Coast Windows, those are the people you call. Jim Fiume, the founder of Gulf Coast Windows, purposely put together this particular business to do nothing but window replacement. They don't do siding, they don't do roofing, they don't do air conditioning. There's a lot of companies that do everything. And they're going to give you one choice of windows. With Gulf Coast Windows, you get a whole line of windows to choose from. You get aluminum windows, my favorite, by the way. You say, oh, aluminum windows. No, I don't want aluminum windows. Yeah, you do. The ones from Gulf Coast Windows are energy efficient, different colors, different hardware. They have it all. They do it right for the Gulf Coast. You can get hurricane glass windows. Just bought a house with some. Quiet, strong, no worries. They have them. This happens to be on the coast, so you're going to need it for the coast. They have windows. If you're in the Texas windstorm area where you have to have the certification. They'll take care of all of that. Then, of course, they have really high-end, good quality vinyl replacement windows. And guess what? They even have wood windows. Not just an old wood window, but a replacement window that will keep that wood look, but still give you the energy efficiency standards that you need today. And the real wood. So if you're one of those purists down in the Heights or that area, not a problem. Gulf Coast Windows, give them a call at 713-849-5454. I think 281 works too, but make it the original number, 713-849-5454. Gulf Coast Windows, they'll take good care of you and all of your window replacement needs. But if you need an air conditioner, if you need a roof, if you need siding, no. Don't call Jim and his people. But if you need window replacement, they're the only people to call. Gulf Coast Windows.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer, a blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands. Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Buy Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
I'll plant a garden in the yard, then they're gluing rows.
Back to more help with your home improvements. Live from NRG Park, here's Tom Tynan at the new Houston Home and Garden Show.
Radio, I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 281-833-3333 if you have a question about home improvements. That's what I do. We're broadcasting live. If you can't hear all the background noise, there's a lot of it because I know I can hear it, at the new Houston Home and Garden Show at NRG Park. And over 120 exhibitors. And you can come on out if you're going to come out and enjoy today. It's cooler out. There's home improvements to do. There's ideas to get. There's food to eat. I see the barbecue guys going by. They got apparently barbecue. The box says chili. It's a frozen box of chili. All right. Can't wait to get some of that. All right, call me. We'll talk today. Let's talk to Edward. Edward, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, good morning. This is your friend from Sparky's Barbershop.
Oh, no. How are you, Edward? Yes, sir.
I'm doing good. Listen, I got a project. Yes. I got roped into doing a foundation for a 12 by 20 wood frame room. It's a big room, and they want to use it as a storage shed. So the city of Somerset, Texas, wants me to lay out a foundation for this building that we're going to move onto the property. And so I'm thinking of using the pier and beam foundation. And I have one of the questions is, they want a plan for this thing. Have you ever heard of a city wanting a foundation plan for when you put a building on a property?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
Does that plan have to be an engineered RPE sealed plan?
It depends where you are. If they'll let you just do a sketch of what you're going to do, that might be all they request on an outbuilding. So okay. You're going to have to ask them. But ask them if it's considered an outbuilding, and do they have a little list of the required drawings they're going to want on this. Because it might just be nothing more than a sketch. And, yeah, they will require sketches and stuff just to say okay or not. If you're doing a concrete pour, they're going to want to see the size of the pour, where the beams are, and the steel. If you're doing a pier and beam, they're going to want to see how the I don't know if you're putting it on blocks, what the blocks are sitting on in the ground. If you're going to just pour some square footers in the ground and put your blocks on it, have a piece of steel run through it and fill the blocks with mortar, that might be all you're doing. It depends what you're doing. I'm not sure how you're doing it.
Okay, what I'm thinking of is using those tubes, 8-inch diameter tubes, and filling them with concrete and then putting in a stirrup to hold the 2x10s.
You can do that. Just they're going to want a little detailed drawing on what's that tube going to sit on.
concrete footer. I'm gonna make it okay. A concrete footer.
Okay. So you're gonna put a little footer in the ground. So you're gonna pour the and give them the dimension of the footer.
Yeah.
And then I would tell you, you're probably just going to need like a number three rebar coming up the middle that's, you know, in down into that footer that when you pour
okay.
it. And then when you put the tube over there, just show them you're going to fill it up with concrete. You shouldn't need more than number three just to tie it to the footer. And yeah, and then a bolt on top to bolt down the wood.
25-foot footers. So should I call a ready-mix truck or should I pour... buy 50 bags of ready mix.
Oh, I'd probably buy a truck. You don't know how many yards it is, do you?
No, I don't know.
Okay,
how long
here's what I'm gonna tell you how to figure out yards real simple. You'll have to do it when you're off the air. Do it in feet. The height, the length, and the width. Are you going to do a footer in the ground?
Yeah.
And then when you get the square cubic, it'll give you a square cubic feet. Then divide
right.
it by 27.
Right.
When you divide it by 27, that's going to be cubic square yards.
Okay.
Okay, so and then you order concrete in a truck by yards. If it's more than 3 yards, you're going to have to get a truck.
Yeah, okay, yes. Okay. So my other question is, I'm having trouble finding the stirrup to hold two 2x10s side by side. Where is a good place to go get that stirrup that anchors into the concrete... footer.
You're going to do a steel stirrup to tie around it?
No, the one to anchor into the concrete.
Understand that, but why are you using a stirrup? A stirrup is like a square piece of pre-bent metal that ties
yeah.
other steel together.
Yeah,
you don't need it in that. What you should do, are you going to put a beam? You're going to lay a wooden beam on top of this, right? You're going to set your on the top of the post. You're going to set the end of the beam on there, right?
The 2x10s.
Yes. Here's what you're going to do it's going to make it simpler for you. Don't try to get the stirrups. You're going to get an 8-inch anchor bolt with a nut and washer on top, and you're going to
okay.
bolt a piece of pressure treated lumber on top of that circular sonotube piling. And then you're going to set your plates on top of that and just tie them with a metal tie down.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. You follow me with that? Yeah. Pressure treated. You're just going to bolt a pressure treated block on top on all of them. And then you're going to put that'd be fine depending on the size of your sonotube. I don't know if you're doing a 6-inch round or an 8-inch round, whatever you're doing. Just bolt a piece with one bolt. Put your two 2x10s on top, and then you're going to tie it with a piece of metal strapping.
Got it. Okay. Now, the other question
they'll approve that for sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The question I have is, it's 20 feet long, so I'm going to use 12x20. So on the 12-foot side, I'm going to put, I'll have a one-piece 2x12s, right?
Right.
And on the long side, on the 20-foot side, how do I bridge that 20-foot span with 2x10s? Do I get? I don't know how to. Do I? Offset?
Well, you want to go your short span. Don't you just want to go the 12 feet across with your ceiling with your floor joists?
Yes, but I mean on the long side, on the 20-foot side.
I know, but that's just on the ends, right?
On the
you're
end
just talking
12.
About the two ends?
Yeah, the two
what
ends
you,
are going to be 12,
you,
one piece. One.
Yeah,
one,
the 2x12s are just 12, your, that's your rim, long. That's your rim joist. That's going to go from one end to the other around the, on the outside only. And your 2x12s are going to go all the way across on 12-inch centers, correct? Is that how you're designing it with 12-foot floor joists?
I hadn't thought about that, but that's the way I'm going to go now.
Okay, I would do the 12-foot floor joists going 12-foot span, and then on the 20-foot long, all you have is the outside rim joist, and those are just going to nail to the end of all your floor joists to hold them, to keep them from flopping over, and you can go ahead and splice that anywhere you want.
So
just splice it on a post where you have a joist, and you'll nail both of those together. So they don't take a load; they're more just holding the thing up on the ends.
Yep.
The 20-foot long length. There's nothing more we call a rim joist. and then you're going to have 2x12s every 12 to 16 inches going across the 12-foot length. The 2x12 is fine, and that'll handle a 12-foot floor.
That sounds good. I appreciate that.
Does that help?
Now, about leveling this thing, it's got a bit of a slope from front to back, say maybe a foot drop-off on
right.
the 20 feet. So,
well, you're going to do that with your sauna tubes. You know those cardboard things you're going to cut to
yeah.
length? All right, you're going to have to run your string line from front to back or however you want, however it is, and
okay.
just follow your string lines. And if you touch the top of that string with those, once those are done, you're leveled. You don't have to worry about anything else. I don't care where your footers go in the ground, and I don't on top of the joists, they're going to sit on top of those. So all you care about is how many of those you have, and quite frankly, you only need six of them, three down each end. And you'll be able to handle that just fine because it's going to be 12 foot and 10 foot is going to be your span, and your floor joist can hang on that. So you only need three on one side, three on the other, across from each other, and just level the top with a string.
Got it. Okay, the type of lumber, the 2x10s, by 12s, is there a grade of lumber that I should use?
You'll just use a number 2. As long as it's 32 inches from ground, it does not have to be pressure treated. If you're putting it close to the ground and it's only 8 or 10 inches from the ground, then it has to be pressure treated for termite control. But
yeah,
if you're
I'm glad
30,
you said that because this is not going to be more than 32 inches off the ground.
Okay, then it all your floor joists all have to be your structure has to be pressure treated for termites.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, well, I appreciate it. I think I tied you up enough. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
I'll see you at the barbershop. No problem. All right, thank you. There, we designed his whole shed for him on the floor. That was fun. All right, call me, 281-833-3333. Here's my list. Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street wants me to tell you because I know, because I talked to the guy yesterday across the table about everything they're doing, and they are handling everybody from Galveston to the Woodlands and all the way out to, I think, past Katy. They handle the whole area when it comes to garage doors, whether it's just a tune-up. And he couldn't stress the fact that a tune-up every few years on a garage door is going to save you big time when it comes to keeping that garage door from breaking. And right now, he also warned me a little bit, if you're looking for a specialty garage door because you got a project coming up, you want a certain style, a certain type, they can do it. But give them a little notice so they can order the door for you because there's a supply chain issue when it comes to steel doors. Now, they keep your standard steel doors in stock. But for the specialty ones, you're probably going to want to pre-order a little bit. So give them a little time because you want to deal with a company that has the experience to do it well, do it right, and take care of it for you. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street, well, there's a lot of others out there that you don't want to be using because they're imitators. Don't be fooled by the imitators. Go to the one that's been in this town since 1936. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. You can find out all about them and all of our certified home show pros, and they are truly one from almost day one on this show back 35 years ago. That's how long they've been doing something right. They've been in business that long. You can find them at homeshowradio.com.
You know a pro when you hear one. The right tool for the right job. Small jobs or big ones. All sound best when they start at...
Welcome to Circle Saw.
Circle Saw. Professionals and folks who want to work like one. Listen to the expert advice and get the tools it takes at Circle Saw. Inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
I'd like to be... in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Back to more help with your home improvements. Live from NRG Park, here's Tom Tynan at the new Houston Home and Garden Show.
And I am out here with everybody else. If you're coming out, come by and say hello. If you're not, keep it to yourself. It's okay. I don't take anything personal. When you get old, you don't care anymore. You can't get through this thick skin. All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, you're on Home Show Radio. Hello, Johnny. Is Johnny there? Going once? Going twice? All right, let's try Jimmy then. Jimmy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. Hey, I got a question about a front door threshold. The threshold
yes.
is bent, and I want to change it out myself, but I'm just not for sure what's all involved. Can I take like a multi-tool and cut the size where the trim comes, the frame comes down to it, and then how is that? It's not bolted down. I'm just not sure how it's put down.
Do you think it was a door unit that was put in as one unit?
That I don't know. It was a KB
okay.
home. It was built about 10 years ago.
Okay. Is it a is an exterior
that
door?
And stuff, and it never. It wasn't.
Okay.
It just didn't.
That's
get
all right.
Correctly.
Is it a exterior door? Is it a front door, back door, door to the garage?
Front
what
door.
Is it?
Front
it's
door.
A front door. Okay, it's probably a unit. They probably bought a door unit, which means that threshold very well could be attached to the underside of the frame. And if that's the case, then the answer is yes to your question. You'll have to carefully cut it off and then fit in a new one that's going to be bolted to the concrete. If it's on a concrete slab, I assume it is.
Yeah. So
okay.
What is bolted, there's like on the threshold, there's like some little caps there that you...
Yeah, those little caps are... Yeah, that's just for adjustments. You can screw them up and down, and it moves. It makes a little tighter fit on the bottom. So the little
yeah.
caps just hold that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the bolts themselves, where are they at?
Well, I have a feeling it's bolted underneath the legs of the frame. You know how the frame
yeah.
comes down on either side?
Yeah.
And the threshold probably is connected up underneath there, which means you'll have to cut it off.
Okay.
You'll have to cut it right next to the frame, like with a little grinding cutoff wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
If something like that. I can't see it, so I'm just assuming when you buy it, when a door unit comes made, a lot of them are attached underneath where you're not going to get to it. Unless you remove the entire door unit, that means taking the casing off, pulling out the screws around the frame, and removing the door from the opening and replacing
yeah.
it with a new one. But if you're trying to fit in a new a custom threshold that you want to fit yourself, then if it's a metal one, you're probably going to have to take a cutoff wheel on a grinder or some other way you can do it and make a nice, clean cut on either side.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm going to get somebody, a professional, to do it. I know I can do it.
Okay,
but
if that's the case.
I can mess
now,
up a
now
lot
wait
of
a minute.
Too.
I know, and it's going to be kind of a pain job. There are weather stripping companies in town that
yeah.
do nothing but thresholds and weather strips, and they'll come out and redo it for you. Okay,
good.
And those are the people you want to call. You just don't want to call some guy to come whack it apart. Get someone that's in the business for weather. It's a weather stripping company. I know of one that was in business for years. I still think they're in business. It's called Holscher's Weather Strip. I used them for
Holscher.
Years. It was a Holscher's, H-O-L. S-H-E-R-S, I do believe, or C-H-S, C-S. But it's Holscher's Weather Strip. You probably just speak that in your phone and Google it, and it'll come up.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Good luck to you. And this job, I wouldn't bother either. I'd probably just take a whack a hammer to it, see if I can straighten it out. All right. Anyway, call me, 281-83. No, don't do that, by the way. Somebody said once when I'm... Before internet and when radio was super powerful, it's not as powerful as it used to be. It's fun to listen to. We all listen to it. Houston's a great town for that because we're all trapped in our cars and we get tired of music and we listen. Y'all are very loyal to local personalities. So us local personalities like me, Tom Tyner, we really appreciate the people of Houston. Most big cities like New York, L.A. and stuff, they're not that loyal to their local personalities. They like nationwide people. But that being said... in the old days when radio was super powerful and I was on a station that was just where it was all individually owned, this was owned by the J-Corps company at the time, people told me once, said, Tom, be careful what you say. If you tell people to burn their homes down if they have termites, you'll see plumes of smoke all over town. And they weren't kidding. People took everything really, really literally. Today, not so much. But it was fun, but you had to be really careful. I told you to take a sledgehammer out of it, you probably would. Today... I don't think I'll do that. You would look for my reviews first. And I don't know if I have any online. I don't think we do reviews. But maybe James Hardy Siding does. I don't know. If they do, you'll find great reviews. And if you want a review for me, I give it a super 5-star. Because James Hardy Siding is one of the best thing that happened to the construction industry, especially for homeowners in the Houston area, since I've been on the radio since 1987. My first 10 years of radio was nothing, maybe 8 years. It's nothing but peeling paint, vinyl siding, and what do I do with the press board that's rotting off my home? That doesn't exist anymore because of Hardy Siding. Once you put Hardy on, it's there to stay. Once you put Hardy on, you'll know it won't burn, termites won't eat it, it won't rot, it just looks fantastic, and you have to paint it once in a while. Period. Hardy Siding is definitely the way to go. So, if you're going to build a new home or you're residing the one you have, make sure you choose Hardy Siding. The others are just repeats of the same old bad thing. Hardy Siding. Make sure you use it and make sure you get someone good to put it on, especially if you're residing your home. And you can find the Elite Preferred Certified Home Show Pro installers at homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers.
Trying to make up my mind really is so hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence.
Back to more help with your home improvements. Live from NRG Park, here's Tom Tynan at the new Houston Home and Garden Show.
This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. And we got a few minutes left. We're doing a show live from NRG Park at the new Houston Home and Garden Show. Let's talk to Greg. Greg, you are on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, Tom. I called you earlier about the air conditioning in that room that I'm building up at the lake. I got another question about that. I'm having a bathroom added to it, and I'm using probably going to use one of those prefab shower stalls in there.
Okay.
The instructions that I can nail it straight to the studs. Should I put a Hardy backer behind that, or do I need anything?
No. What happens with those prefab units, whether it's a tub or just a regular tub or one of those shower units, is going to be a flange on it. When you build a home or do a remodel like you're doing, it goes in the rough end. So it goes right up against the studs, just like a tub, and you nail that flange and attach it to the structure. Then what's going to happen when you go in to sheetrock the bathroom, or if you were doing a tub with a shower in there and you were going to do tile, then you would put the Hardy or the sheetrock down over the flange where it just about touches the tub or the edge of the flange, and then you finish it all out. So the tubs or the shower units go in with the flange onto the studs.
Okay, well, this is because it's going to be a shower, there would have been drywall above that, but that should be Hardy between the top of the shower installation and the ceiling. Is that correct?
No, you'll just use a drywall. You'll just use a sheetrock.
Just drywall.
Okay. Yeah, it should not. It's a full height, so you're not going to get splashing on it. Now, one of the things you would use is what we call a green board, which is a water-resistant gypsum. Don't use it on the ceiling. It only gets used on walls. But in a bathroom, I would use it there, and I would use it behind your cabinet where you have any plumbing penetrations behind the toilets.
Okay.
And it finishes
okay.
out just like a rock. And you don't have to do the whole bathroom in it, but you never use it on a ceiling and you never use it in a wet area, but you use it in a high humidity area, which is a bathroom, and that would be above the shower area where you would get some steam and humidity, but that's it.
Got it. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for calling back. Always like you listening, and make sure you know we're here for everybody because you're going to run into trouble for that second question. Sometimes you'll have a question to follow up on the other question, unlike my executive producer who says, no, you can't have two questions of the same in a row. Well, sometimes there's a follow-up question. So I don't mind. It's my show. You call me if you need me. Right Touch Electrical is who you call when you need an electrical question answered, and most importantly, an electrical problem fixed. An electrical problem can cause huge amounts of headaches and misery in your life, or just be annoying. There's many things in this world that are annoying. I, myself, can be annoying. People who live with me in my house are obviously sometimes very annoying, too. But that's just what, you know, you can't pick your family, you can only pick your friends. And spouses, well, they I don't know where they fall in. Anyway, Right Touch Electrical falls in neither of those because they're there to do a job for you. And they're going to be one of those companies like the rest, actually a lot of them, we refer you to, that once you use them, you go, Tom, they were so good. They fixed the problem. They treated us well. They did everything. And they were really nice people. They are. They're really nice people because they want to make sure you understand what the problem is, what it's going to take to fix it right, and want to make sure you feel that you're being taken care of in a safe manner and a professional manner. And you're paying money to somebody. That's the way you should pay your money to someone who's going to do exactly that. That's Right Touch Electrical. So give Will and his people a call if you have any electrical problems, and they'll take good care of you. You can find out all about Right Touch Electrical and everything they do at homeshowradio.com.
Nice driveway.
New ones look good.
Won't miss that sad, beat-up old one.
Funny you say. Huh? Found someone who loves seeing that old concrete.
Seriously?
I call Cherry.
Cherry Companies?
They buy old concrete.
Driveways?
And patios, foundation slabs, even asphalt and steel.
Really?
They recycle it.
Gotta like that.
I like how they're putting it back to use.
How?
Things like roads, building projects.
Your old driveway?
Making Houston greener.
Nice. Got concrete? Cherry wants it. Learn more at cherrycompanies.com.
Clean, clear water. No scent,
no taste.
Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter,
spot glasses,
and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
TDT and the E-Pipe system. Why repipe when you can restore? Get better than new in-place pipe repair. Cutting-edge tile removal. Certified dust-free tile removal with no messy cleanup. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we're going to put this show to rest here. We're doing a live show from the NRG Park. If you're coming out to the new Fall Houston Home and Garden Show, which is going on right now, and we're out here live today, I invite you to come by and see me. I'll be out here for an hour or so answering your questions. If you have some, the crowd is building up, and it'll be going on till 8 o'clock today. Tomorrow, it opens at 11 a.m. and goes till 6. And tomorrow, if you are a teacher, it's Teacher's Day, and you get free show admission with a teacher school ID. And of course, there's over 120 exhibitors from lighting to pools, flooring to roofing, and windows to gardening, and live radio too. And you can meet Chad. Chad is an important guy here. He looks like me. He's wearing the same shirt. We're in uniform today. All right, well, we're going to end this show now, so I want to tell everybody one more to join us out here at the new Houston Home and Garden Show at the NRG Park. I met with Bruce Lessie yesterday. Bruce Lessie is a wonderful gentleman, and we had a great conversation. He has been part of this show for many years, and he said, Tom, tell people it is now time for you to get the hard assets for your retirement. Hard assets, what does that mean? That means properties. That means something that you can touch. I guess it could mean gold, but that's for William Devine, whatever his name is. We're not going in that route, but he is a property manager, and he can help you find properties, make money, increase your monthly income, because a lot of people just piling everything in a bank account, you know that's not working real well right now. But if you're looking for property, you want to find a way to boost your income, people who are getting retired or semi-retired, how would you like to have $2,000, $3,000 a month in your bank direct deposited every month? And just use the money that you have and invest in property as opposed to, say, the stock market. That's what I'm getting at. And that's exactly what he can do for you. He can find properties. He can find rental units. He'll take care of it. He'll find the tenants. He'll take care of the entire project. You can start a whole new business. And think about it. You still own the property. Property values still go up. And you can still sell the property when the time comes. That's what it's all about, is making money while you sleep. So if you want someone, you say, well, it's just too much work. I don't have time. I want to relax a little bit. Guess what? Let him take over. Call Bruce Lessie. Call Houston for Lease. They'll take the whole project over for you, and they'll take care of it. And if you've got property you want to sell, maybe you've been in the business doing this, and you've got properties you want to sell, he'll take care of that too and find people to buy them and to do exactly what we just talked about. He has clients that are always looking for properties so he can handle the whole project. And I've done business with him before. The guy is good. He knows what he's doing, and he gets the job done. Houston for Lease and Bruce Lessie and all our certified Home Show pros can be found at homeshowradio.com. When you go to our website, it doesn't cost you a thing. Just go to homeshowradio.com and find out everybody you need to maintain your home, maybe even start your own little business with Bruce Lessie, whatever the case may be, because we're always there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can even stream the show. Or you can go to our YouTube channel. That's homeshowradio.com.
You can't do a wrong thing right, but you can do a right thing wrong. Take siding. I've seen homeowners do the right thing, choosing dependable Hardy siding. But then they let an unqualified installer do it wrong. Don't let this happen to you. I'm Bill Jacks from Advanced Home Exteriors, a Hardy Elite installer and a certified Home Show Pro. Our clients give us 5 stars for our exacting standards and hand-picked crews. Do your Hardy right. Call Advanced Home Exteriors, 281-407-0850. That's 281-407-0850.
Before the sun rises, Jim's out of bed, out the door, on the road, and up a ladder. That's because he's an ideal guy, an ideal roofing services guy on a mission. That's what it takes to earn GAF Master Elite status. A laser-focused, up-with-the-sun, on-the-roof, get-it-right work ethic. What's that get you? A better roof with a better warranty. You could pay someone else less for a roof and get less of a roof. Or go for the ideal, just like Jim and his team at Ideal Roofing Services. IdealRoofingServices.com.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.
The previous program paid for by Mojer Media and Home Show Radio.